You are listening to encore performances of the Home Show Garden Pros. Have a happy 4th of July. Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning out there. This is Home Show Garden Pros, like the nice man said, on Sports Radio 610. We talk gardening. That's what we do. We chat through stuff. We love talking plants. If you want any plant recommendations for shrubs or anything like that, you know, types of azaleas, we love that stuff. Veggie stuff. We talk all things gardening. And so that's what we do. Lawns, veggie beds, big shade trees, all that stuff. So, and, you know, we love talking to you. 281-496-5711. And we are very confident in our ability to kind of dish out great gardening knowledge because every week we have one of our co-op members in, a knowledge specialist and expert in this field. And Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens and now Kingwood Garden Center is here with us. Hi, Diane.
Hey, good morning, Danny.
Good.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Yeah, it's been an interesting week, but I think we're all hanging in there.
Yes.
Lots of great plants coming up for summer, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, I've been talking with people a lot about, I feel like a lot of people give up gardening in the summer, and you don't have to. You know what I mean? Like, it's just hot. That's all. You know what I mean? You can take precautions to that, but there's a lot of plants to grow in the summer, not just grass or, like, forget about the veggie garden. I mean, there's a lot going on out there, so.
Yeah, I call it the time for Texas tough perennials, so there's lots of things that are flame-proof.
T-cubed, I like that, or TTP.
Yeah.
Texas tough perennials. The time for, okay, well, I don't want to get into too many letters here. It's not a home show, letters, prose. Anywho, Diane Bolanowski, she is a knowledge specialist. So, you know, all your questions you got. Whenever Diane's on, I always pick her mind about like pollinators and habitat gardening and stuff like that. And I'm going to do some of that today. And so that's something I would invite you to pick her mind about because she knows a ton about it. And so if you're like, how do I get more caterpillars in my gardens? Or which caterpillars are good? She can help you. So she can help you a lot. How's everything going over at Warren's and Kingwood?
It's really going great. We've been really busy, and it's just great to see people getting out and gardening. We've got lots of new gardeners who are addicted. Mm-hmm. So some of the new customers we've had, they're coming in 2 and 3 times a week, and that's great to see. Because it is. It's, you know, once you really get into gardening, whatever aspect of it, there's so many, if it's succulents or veggie gardening, it really is therapeutic, and I really think people are kind of seeing that engaging in nature is a good thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, the only danger is with gardening is, you know, is that you can't control things as closely as you want sometimes. You know what I mean? And so it's like,
yeah,
people, it's really wonderful mind, body, and spirit, as far as I'm concerned, because it's like literally the one thing that it teaches you, no matter what, is patience. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Like,
yes.
Every single time you're going to learn patience. You may be learning all about, you know, growing hostas or, you know, amaryllis or tomatoes or getting more out of your pecan tree, but you're going to have to learn to just wait.
This is true. And I think you learn a lot about life, actually, gardening.
For
so,
sure.
You know, the patience part and the, you know, accepting that everything has a beautiful time and, you know, sometimes things don't look so great.
Right.
Just like humans, we go through the same kind of thing. You know, and accepting you can't control every little disease or bug that's in the garden. And I don't want to personally.
Well, I think that's incredible because on top of that, it's like, okay, here's a bug in the garden. Can I control it or not? Well, maybe you actually want to encourage it, you know?
Like, right.
Maybe that thing is actually, like, really good for your garden. I mean, we've seen a lot of, like, you know, more birds. New beginners are starting to see more birds, right? And I think the myth out there is that birds like to eat your tomatoes.
They like to eat my peppers, actually.
Oh, really? They go off your peppers?
That's okay. There's always too many peppers.
Yeah. I got so many hot peppers in my house. But birds, they drink your tomatoes often.
Yes.
And so it's like, you know, you provide some bird baths because you know what birds, a lot of birds like to eat? Pest
water.
Bugs. They like to eat pest bugs.
Yes.
Know? So it's like, there's a reason you want some birds in the area. Anyway, I digress. There's so much. It's a very rich hobby also. You know what I mean? There's so many layers to it. And that's also what makes me grateful about having people like you on, Diane, is that we get to talk through some of the stuff and really get a little bit deeper. You know, we're not holding back knowledge. We're not pretending just because you're new at gardening out there that you can't do it because you can do it. I mean, I heard an ad talking about how gardening's so hard, but it's not hard. You know what I mean?
It's not.
It's not hard. And so Diane's here to help it be easier, help you guys connect with it more. And we're here to help you do it as well as you can. There are some simple principles that Diane and I abide by, and Zach later on when he's on, we abide by. And it's that if you have soil health, you got a lot going for you.
Yes. I mean, it's all about the soil, really. That's key. And so if you focus there, success will follow, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Diane Belowski is here for your problems, help you out in the garden. She wants to help you out. 281-496-5711. And we also have a very active Facebook page, kind of community there. Great place to ask questions. Another great place to ask questions is the Ask a Pro button on the website. And so every week I lift up one question from the questions I get. And so, Diane, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Joseph asks, we have not mulched our trees, shrubs, or garden areas in the past few years because it's built up so much. We turned it over with shovels. Is it time to mulch again? If so, what mulch would you use? Does mulch provide nutrients to the soil? We usually put down an inch of mulch. Is that enough?
Yeah. Well, I always say always use mulch. You can also compost top dress. That's a really good thing too. And sometimes it just depends on what it is. I'll compost top dress instead. I like cotton burr compost because it's chunky and yeah. It adds humic acid to the soil and, you know, contributes to better drainage. So sometimes with trees, I'll use compost. And it's a great time to do it. I would go ahead and do it. An inch is plenty. Sometimes I'll do a little bit less, and I'll just make sure to do it twice a year. But I just like to make sure that people understand that you don't want to have the mulch up against the trunk of the tree or the base of the shrub. But, yeah, it's a great time. It doesn't – I mean, I don't really think it adds nutrients to the soil. It contributes overall to the texture as it breaks down. It kind of depends on what the mulch is. But I like to use hardwood mulch, cedar mulch if I can. I'm not so big on pine bark mulch just because it can get kind of messy when we have our storms and such.
Absolutely.
Do you think, Danny?
Well, you kind of said them in order of nutrient additive to compost, to hardwood mulch, to cedar mulch, to pine bark mulch. You know what I mean? Like compost is going to be the most nutritious.
Yeah.
Usually hardwood mulch is like a combination, or native hardwood mulch, a combination of different trees, mostly branches and stems and stuff, and that can be pretty nutritious. But one thing I really appreciated you talking about using compost as mulch is because that's universal, right? Diane, you know, you can put that on your veggie bed or your fruit tree, you know, or your oak tree. Where, like, hardwood mulch maybe isn't appropriate for every situation. You know, like, your veggie beds maybe you don't put hardwood mulch on your veggie beds.
Right, right.
And so, cotton burr compost is great. Some people really, I mulch my beds with leaves, just leaves that my neighbors are putting out on the street. Two of my neighbors know to just bring their leaves over to my driveway. But a lot of people swear by pine straw. For veggie gardens, but I would definitely encourage people not to use native hardwood mulch on their veggie beds. And so you have any other thoughts about those other two, the just kind of fluffier, lighter veggie bed mulches?
Yeah, I mean, with the veggie bed mulches, I rarely use regular mulch. I will use either leaf mold compost or cotton burr. Cedar, you know, some people like to use cedar in certain beds because it does help keep pest issues down.
Right.
So that's a good, you know, that's a great thing.
Cypress mulch, you know, doesn't float. And so if you can get some cypress mulch, that's something that it won't float away if you've got kind of a bed near a watery space.
True. And I don't really like the chips much,
sure,
but that's just me. And I'm not big on the red dyed mulch or the dyed mulches overall. To me, the red mulch, I just think it takes away from the color of the plants. You know, I want to, I don't know, but maybe it's just an aesthetic thing, but not real big on that. But
it's also really bad for plant roots generally. I mean, I'm sure someday they'll come up with a dyed mulch that serves also as a fertilizer. But until that day comes, dyed mulch is bad for your plant roots. And, you know, it's sort of like an important part of the plant health is the roots. So, but
true,
I like your idea. Always use mulch. I'm going to go ahead and make it always be mulching. and so that is so true that you really don't want soil exposed to the elements at any time.
True. And, you know, I like what you said about the leaves. Don't throw away your leaves. I moved into a house a long time ago in the Heights when I first started gardening, and there happened to be a pond in the backyard.
Mm.
And I was just in heaven because the leaf mold compost that I was able to, you know, gather from that pond area and other parts of the, because someone actually had a beautiful garden there before me. That was one of my best gardens ever.
Mm.
So don't throw away your leaves because leaf mold compost is wonderful.
And we'll hit a little bit more on some of the values of mulch after this quick break. 281-496-5711. We hear from you. Mike, we're definitely going to get to you after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling cost while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
You have enough to worry about. Don't add your air conditioner to the list. Call the cooling pros Tom Tine and Trusts. Absolute Comfort Air. This summer is extra brutal. It's beating on your AC. Keep cool. Get an Absolute Comfort 19-point performance checkup. For just $59, a trained professional from Absolute Comfort Air inspects your system from the outside unit to the attic and everything in between. Keep cool no matter what weather comes our way for just $59. Get your 19-point performance checkup now from Absolute Comfort Air. AbsoluteComfortAir.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Hi, this is Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Happy Independence Day. These are encore visits from our Home Show Garden Pros. We'll be back live next Saturday.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. I'm at the nursery today, ready to help you get your green on. So whether you need help with lawn problems, weeds, trees, shrub health, veggie and herb gardening, or you just want to add beautiful flowers to your beds, pots, and hanging baskets, stop by. We are all here for you. The summer heat is upon us. Nothing performs better in our summer heat than bougainvillea. We grew many different varieties that are putting on a show right now, and they're ready for you in our bedding area. We also offer potting service. So if you bring your pots in or you purchase pots here, we can pot them up and have them ready for you at a specific time. A great way to stay connected with what's happening at the nursery is join our Facebook page at Plants for All Seasons. If you've never visited Plants for All Seasons, we're super easy to get to. We're at 21328 State Highway 249. Or go to www.plantsforallseasons.com for more info.
We've implemented curbside pickup for your convenience, but you're more than welcome to do shopping at your leisure.
Stop by and see us. We'll help you get your green on. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros with Diane and Danny.
Diane Bilanowski here is here to answer your gardening questions, 281-496-5711. And Mike, we got Mike on. Mike, hi, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey there. Thank you so much for taking my call. I called last week about fire ants, and I really appreciate all y'all, your input.
Well, thanks, Mike. Yeah.
This time, I'm asking about caterpillars. So if caterpillars get into garden, you know, like tomatoes and stuff like that, what's the best way to work with those?
So many routes.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of caterpillars. A lot of caterpillars that affect fruit trees and veggie gardens are actually moths. And they can do a pretty good amount of damage. And the worst one probably is the tomato hornworm. And if you've never seen it before, look it up, because it's a really crazy looking. It looks pretty ominous. It's got a little barb on the back. And although they're not true eyes, they have little eye spots on the side. And they can really get enormous. And the funny thing about them is sometimes they're so big that you don't see them. The thing with those is usually they can really decimate your tomato plants in the night. Sometimes, though, if you look really closely during the day, and that's what I recommend people do. I think a lot of people go into their gardens and they, even when they're watering, you know, from a distance, and they're not really getting up close looking at their plants. So I try to do a walkthrough every day and just kind of look up close and see what's going on, and then you can kind of get ahead of the problems.
Okay.
So, you know, the caterpillars will do a lot of damage. You can use BT on the plants. You can also use a product called Captain Jack's for tomato hornworms, but really I find the best way is to pick them off, or if you see them, knock them into, you know, soapy water. Do you have any other tips on that, Danny? There's also stink bugs. Those can be a big issue.
You know, this year, some kind of army worm has been really brutal. It looks like fall army worms, but obviously it's not fall, but it's been a big, like, tomato crop ruiner, because they'll eat the leaves, but then they'll burrow in the tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so tomato hornworms, they kind of come in when the tomato's already done and eat the tops, and you see sticks sticking out. But one thing to do if your kind of tomatoes are getting pretty big is when you have real dense tomatoes, like red wasps and other predatory wasps can't police the area. They love eating caterpillars. And so if you can just kind of open up, especially the inside, like leave a canopy. But open up. You don't need a bunch of tomato leaves in the middle of your plant anymore. So you can kind of just get your clippers out. You know, tomato cuts real easy. And be careful you don't cut off a branch that's got tomatoes on it. But cut off most of the leaves that are in the interior of the plant. And actually, the caterpillars in there will just kind of vanish because you know, you'll have wasps doing some patrolling and some hunting. And that's it works really, really well. I probably lost maybe like 5% of my crop this spring because I had the worst kind of worm infestation I'd ever had. And I almost sprayed Monterey BT, but I decided just to try this first, and I just really cleaned off all the leaves in the middle, and sure enough, started seeing the wasps fly through there. They had already dealt with and defeated my cabbage loppers on kale and collards. And so, you know, it kind of ended up being this solution that helped me out. Because those worms were spreading to like peppers and to okra and stuff like that too. So that's my kind of tip that Diane didn't say is, you know, just you have wasps in your area, and they're always policing your garden, and they're gonna eat worms if they can find them.
Okay. And I'm so sorry. I'm a new gardener. What is BT?
Do not apologize for being a new gardener, Mike. We're happy you started doing this. Diane, you know, let them know what BT is.
I can probably can't pronounce the botanical name right now. But you, it is something safe that you can use on veggie plants. If, you know, for me, if nothing else works, we have, we carry the Monterey BT. You know, it's safe to use, if you do need to on veggies. I don't know biologically how to describe it a little more than that.
Yeah,
but if I did have to use something, I'd probably go that route before
it's pretty cool.
Anything else.
It's pretty
so,
cool because...
So can I just go to a garden station and ask for BT, and they'll know what I'm talking about?
So, so Mike, Home Show Garden Pros is this kind of co-op of some of the just best garden centers in Houston. Buchanan's Native Plants, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy, Plants for All Seasons on 249, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and, of course, Warren's Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. And so if I can encourage you to go to one of those places, they're for sure going to have it. BT is a naturally occurring bacteria, and some plants actually grow it better than others do. They, like, breed it in the soil to protect themselves from caterpillars, but caterpillars can't digest it. So BT actually digests caterpillars from the inside out. Pretty creepy, really, if you think about it too closely. But that's what it is. It's a naturally occurring bacteria. We find it in our soils in Houston, so it's like straight up, you know, here already. But this just puts a dose on your leaf.
And
the caterpillars have to digest it or it doesn't work. So, you know, if it rains real hard after you put it out, you may have to apply again.
And the important thing is it doesn't affect earthworms or beneficial insects like bees. So that's a good a good thing. That's why it's considered safe.
Oh, very good. Very good. And just one last question. What's y'all favorite grass? I know we're kind of stuck with what we have. But if you had to pick a single grass that is the best for your lawn, what do you think that is?
For me, because I'm trying to get rid of grass in my backyard so it can be all garden, I think St. Augustine can be pretty when it's really lush. Zoysia, I think, is a good grass. So if I could change my grass, I would probably install Zoysia.
Awesome.
What about you, Danny?
So, you know, it's funny because, you know, we can now, all things, as a new gardener, this is going to be one of those things that I really want you to remember going forward. But all plants are just subdivided into varieties, and there's a zoysia called Zorro zoysia that won, like, the international lawn competition for, like, 4 years straight recently. Having said that, kind of our kind of classic, what I think it's Raleigh, St. Augustine is so easy to grow. If you keep it pretty tall, it doesn't get stiff. It's easy to walk on. If you keep it 4 inches, you have almost no weeds, and it gets really deep roots, and so you don't have to water it very often. And so it's tough for me to get away from St. Augustine because I have so much success with it. But I, at Herman Park, we took care of four different grass types, and the Zorro zoysia was, like, really easy to maintain. So
awesome. Okay, great. Well, hey, man, I love y'all's show. Thank you so much for all the information.
Thanks a ton, Mike.
Have a great week.
More Home Show Garden Pros coming up after this quick break. 281-496-5711.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Summer rain taps at my window.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Want to hear what's on your mind? What's on my mind is Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. We are having this terribly weird COVID season, awful times, but, you know, your irrigation system still needs updating. If you're at home more, you're probably seeing some of the effects that bad irrigation has. Dry spots, wet spots, water wasted. And Mike Ball Irrigation is very focused on water conservation. So his systems are 30% more efficient. That's a lot of money just running down the drain. Quite literally, that's where it goes. And you pay for that drain use, by the way. So Mike uses drip irrigation. That eliminates water runoff, and it waters roots. Smart controls, so plants get water only when they need them. You're not wasting any. And he does inspections. So some results from his irrigation stuff. Healthier plants, smaller water bills, and less work. I'm just going to say that again. To me, it's very, very compelling. Healthier plants, smaller water bills, less work with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. But if you are also dreaming of a beautiful backyard, man, he does beautiful landscapes, sustainable designs, and you can't really install sustainably unless you design sustainably, and they do both. So natural stone patios, beautiful walkways, retaining walls. They are really good at living walls. And they'll do urban veggie gardens, arbors, pergola, the big stuff and the little stuff, outdoor kitchens, all that jazz. So call Mike Ball with your vision. They'll custom build it for less than you expect. Website, MikeBallIrrigation.com. We're going to answer gardening questions, and we're gonna do that a little bit right now. So Maureen, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. Hello yeah. again.
Hello, yes. You went to another topic I had an interest in. several weeks ago, I think it was the two of you were on the air at the same moment.
Yes.
And
yes.
I called in and said my tomato plants were kind of pale. And you went on and recommended the MicroLife 624. And I couldn't believe it. It appeared to me overnight, but I would actually truthfully say within 3 days, which I thought still was quite quick. And now I have a question for you. The plants are doing very well. They are green, as I said, and now I have lots of blossoms. But I haven't grown tomatoes in several years, so I'm kind of not sure of myself. I do have them covered with netting. I did have an opossum who enjoyed one small tomato, mm-hmm. but that's okay. but I need to know, because everything is happening automatically as it should and we hope for. But because I do have the blossoms and we are leaving the low temperature of the 70s, I know that that could cause a problem. So do I need to get out a little artist brush to pollinate anything? The blossoms look great.
Well, you can pollinate them all you want, but once the temperatures get above 80 at nighttime, they won't set fruit. That's the thing that happens.
Yeah,
and then
long...
there is one tomato that will produce all summer long.
What is that?
That's the Matt's Wild Cherry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tiny little pearl.
Tiny, but you'll get tomatoes.
Yeah. It's definitely, you take your gloves off and get a bowl and just fill it up.
Yeah, so that's one tomato you should just keep in your yard at all times if you love tomatoes.
But the good news, Maureen, is that you're right. The big thing that affects tomato kind of growth and setting is the temperature, nighttime temperature.
And plus have lots of flowers in your yard to encourage bees.
Yeah, that's great.
I do. I have lantana right next to it, and that seems to really help the attraction. And then I've got some tubular type of, I call it a fire plant. It's a bush, and I don't know its proper name, but it's orange and yellow and
Himalaya.
A lot of hummingbirds. Yes,
yeah.
that's. I just didn't know what it was, but I do remember that reading that on the tag. So I do get lots of visitors. My last question is on the fennel bulb. I did get them from Anita weeks ago, and I'm afraid to dig around to see whether a bulb is actually forming.
Well, the good news is the bulb forms above the ground.
Yeah, it does.
So no digging needed. It won't really form in. The bulb is basically energy storage for seed production. So if it's already producing seeds or going towards flowers, then you're not going to see a bulb. So I would just try to keep it in place, maybe keep it smaller, and hopefully you'll get a bulb in the fall.
So I should trim it back. I've been pinching as though I would a basil plant.
This is a different sort of thing than that, but that's what I try to do is, and you'll see kind of new leaves coming on, like new growth tips down by the base of the roots. And if you see that, you can take off the whole, or you can let it go to seed and get the seeds. You can take off the whole other branch because that new little plant will be fine on its own. But yeah, the bulb is above ground. They're not underground bulbs like most other bulbs.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. I am enjoying today's program.
I heard birds chirping in the background.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, yes. No, I you got it. Yeah. Actually, one morning early, I recorded that. So that I, not those particular birds, but some really happy ones. And when things are kind of blue and it's raining, I'll actually play it back for myself.
Where are you from?
I'm sorry,
where are you originally from? Yeah.
Long Island.
I knew it. I heard it in your voice. I have cousins from Long Island. I could hear that accent.
I try so hard.
It's not a great accent.
Well, I don't know that, but other people say other things, not to me. But, you know, when I'm in social crowds, so I cringe when someone says, oh, you're from the Northeast. All righty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Nothing wrong with being from the Northeast. We're
not
glad you're here. So,
especially since you're such an enthusiastic gardener.
Absolutely. And you get to be encountered to the greatest conjunction on the planet, y'all.
That's right.
Yeah, it makes so much sense, you know.
Yes.
You, plural, totally under, you can't understand
this. There is no you plural in the English language. That's why there's you guys, you all, you people.
We had to add all these versions of it. Easily the best one is y'all.
Y'all, simple. Absolutely.
You can make it even bigger, more plural. Like, let's say you're taking a small group of people, but it's in a room of 50. You want to talk to all 50, all y'all. You know, it's like the perfect conjunction. It's
all
so
y'all.
Great. Yeah. I mean, you've... You know, it's really like, okay, that's,
yeah.
You have is almost easier to
yes.
say than you've.
My daughter, if you listen to her videos, is always saying you guys because I'm from the, you know, East Coast. We said you guys. My mother-in-law is from upper state New York and says you people. And you people is very offensive to Southerners.
People. Yeah.
You can't do that down here.
It's interesting, though, because it's like, this, you know, Southeast Texas is not known for its, like, political correctness exactly.
Yes.
But there you have y'all. It's not gender specific.
No.
It's no culture specific. It's,
nope.
It really is everyone. All.
Yeah, everyone.
All.
It's perfect. You're right.
It's like it's solidarity in conjunction form. Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is here to answer questions and give me some advice. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us at Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, SouthwestFertilizer.com.
And it's you and me in the summertime.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants. And this weekend, we remain continually stocked on all the hot items right now. Good for planting now. We've got a great selection of citrus trees. We've got some tropical fruit to choose from. We also have seasonal vegetables in stock. That includes peppers and squash and cucumbers. Now's also the time to start your pumpkin seeds for fall. We're fully stocked on blooming perennials, echinacea, pentas, salvia, hibiscus. We've got gardening tools. Now would be a great time to put a layer of compost on your yard. We're still doing phone orders and curbside pickup, so give us a call. But we're also open 10 to 5 for in-store shopping. Buchanan's is located at 611 East 11th Street in the Heights. Our phone number is 713-861-5702. Give us a call or follow us on Instagram. Now back to Anita and Danny.
Ben, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes,
want to know the name of that tomato plant you said to have in your garden at all times. You said you'd take off the gloves and just get a bowl and fill it up with those.
Oh, that's called the blue indigo tomato. It makes blue tomatoes that turn red when they ripen, but they're blue as they're growing.
You know, you also mentioned Matt's wild cherry.
Yes.
And I think that's the one Ben's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Because he mentioned all summer production.
Yes.
I mean, these things are like berries. They're like, you get, I mean, it's, you know, I praise Juliet and Carbon for making hundreds of tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Well, Matt's cherry, I would say it's 1,000 pretty easily. Yeah. And the Matt's cherry is a relative of our native tomato. So tomatoes came from the New World. I don't know if everybody knows that. They're not from Europe. They're from here. And so, you know, if you think of Italian pasta, that's kind of a new invention. Mm-hmm. You know, that's post-discovery of the New World. But this one is the closest relative that you can buy in stores to a native one. And, man, you see them growing on fences. They'll grow up a fence, and you'll have this, like, beautiful berry patch on a fence.
They grow in compost piles. Great.
Oh, yeah. Grow in compost piles. But they make a, what size do you think? Yeah, I guess if Juliet are key fob sized, these are key fob button sized.
Yeah, they're about the size of pearls.
Okay, pearls. Yeah, like an average pearl.
Yeah.
That's fine. I just like the idea that they make all summer and that meaning. I guess it's too late to buy those now for this season, but.
It is too late to buy them, but find somebody who has one and get their tomatoes and throw the seeds out in your yard.
Yeah, or get some seeds for them. I mean, order seeds.
Yeah.
But actually, they're not that easy to find. A lot of people, when they're choosing tomatoes, don't choose these because they're so tiny, and they want kind of something that's less tiny. And so I would say for sure hitting up Nelson's next spring if you want them.
Or this fall. We might have them this fall.
Yeah, or the fall because they're not, they're not like really ubiquitous.
You know, I just thought they're the size of blueberries is what they're the size of.
Yeah, that's a great. That's great. I don't know why I didn't come up immediately. Yeah. I'm all like looking at my keys.
I've never seen that kind of tomato before. But I got some of the Juliet's this year, and I have one in the ground, and I gave two away to my kids in the pots, and they're doing real good. And I was picking some the other day. I had to go, but I wanted to count because my son counted the ones. He said I had 40 tomatoes, and I said, well, I counted the one in the other pot. It was 32, and I gave it away. But the one in the ground, I counted the other day. There were 82 tomatoes on it.
Wow.
And I didn't stay long enough to make sure I had counted each one.
It probably was. You get over 70 or so, you don't really want to do recounts. It's like, you know, 82 is fine.
Right.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Juliet's. I mean, I think that's well known on the show. They're not that small. You know what I mean? They're really not. Yeah. But they grow like they're little bitty grape tomatoes. So
yeah, but they're bigger than that. But
Ben, any tomato tips for us? Any garden successes that you feel like, wow, I really achieved this year? I mean, obviously, 82 tomatoes at one time is a pretty awesome achievement, but.
Well, it wasn't my idea, but I got the tip from the lady at Warren's over there in Kingwood. She said, don't just stick it in the tomato plant. You peel off the bottom small branches, of leaves, and stick more of the stem into the ground.
Awesome! Yeah, that's great. You get a little more. You get a little more roots that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you used to plant it in a row soil. And those two things make it just grow like crazy.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. Well, Ben, thanks so much for the call, man. Good to hear from you.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, it really is because we talk so much about how. Do not plant your plants too deep.
Yes, never cover the crown. No. But tomatoes is the one exception to that rule.
Yeah, plant that as deep as possible. So that's awesome. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Your outside family needs love too. Show you care with MicroLife fertilizers. Add a second round of MicroLife 624 and Humates Plus to grow healthier lawns, beautiful flowers, and more nutritious vegetables naturally. When the heat is on, add MicroLife liquid organics to both cool and feed your plants. MicroLife fertilizers deliver the highest nutritional value possible while safe for you, your children, and pets. MicroLife fertilizers, available at at your friendly neighborhood garden centers. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Are you ready to get back in the garden?
Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back, and something we love talking about is MicroLife. All of the MicroLife products make me appreciate kind of one facet of MicroLife. And so they have about 30 products, I think. And so that it's interesting because all of them do make me appreciate. They have 30 facets. There's so many great things about this company. I will just point out that this is a local company. I'm in this huge, like, I want to get as local as I can. A, to support the business because everybody's struggling business-wise. B, because I can trust that it's made in the U.S., which is important to me versus some other large countries that may be elsewhere. And so this is a locally made, locally employer doing a great job, making an incredible product, using top-notch ingredients, figuring out solutions to things that people have not yet figured out. They've got this new thing called plant energy. It's molasses and humic acid combined. And what that does is that gives a huge mineral pack. It delivers all types of food for pretty much every single soil. It's like a soil speeder upper. It's incredible. It works so beautifully for reducing compaction. I was able to heal a basically dead maple tree with this stuff. Really great.
Is it a liquid or?
It is a liquid. And I tried making this at Herman Park. I tried actually combining these two products, and you can't do it because instantly, the same reason that humic acid loosens up the soil and compacted soils in our area, which again, a facet I love about MicroLife is they know our soils. Is that it bonded with the molasses and so just made this like sludge. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It still was like nice for the plants, but I couldn't spray it. I had to pour it out in a drench. So I couldn't do any leaf stuff, which was a bummer. And so they figured it out. They got this new product. It's awesome.
It must have some type of emulsifier.
Right? I think aloe may be a secret, but they won't say. Yes. They won't tell me the secret. It's another great liquid they make is that super seaweed. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I rely on it pretty heavily, and I don't think about it. And then when I use it, like I like using it. So I love using it as a post-planting kind of wash for the plants.
So how do you do it? What, do you put a hose end sprayer or do you use a pump-up sprayer? What do you do?
I use a hose end sprayer because mm-hmm. basically instead of watering, I'm watering with super
yes.
seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a great kind of plant energy adder, it actually speeds up root production, which is huge. So, and then it also greens the plant up. It helps the plant actually take in air, carbon better.
Yes.
And so it's like this awesome thing. I mean, I know that Nelson's, you guys, when y'all plant new plants at job sites, you do a foliar rinse.
We do. And I also do it in my yard, but I use a pump-up sprayer. I think I'll switch to what you're doing. And
yeah, just kind of subbing
out. Those quick disconnects.
Are great. Those mm-hmm. are really great. But they just have so many incredible
products. I wonder if those
products.
Are tax-free this weekend.
I don't know.
They
should be, because if you're talking about actually being water smart, you want deeper roots for plants.
Yes. So,
but, you know, when it comes down to it, they have lawn. They have great lawn products. Mm-hmm. They have great veggie products, great garden products. So check them out. All of our Home Show Garden Pro locations sell them, proudly sell them, beautiful, beautiful materials. I got to tell you, honestly, you could use it for anything.
You can.
You can use
it
for your veggies.
I'm going to buy it today.
Yeah.
For everything.
You can use it for everything.
Because our soils tend toward alkalinity.
Right.
Plants prefer acid. So, yes, you can use the acidifier on everything.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it works. Mm-hmm. It works, in my mind, better than just like the sulfur fertilizer for acidifying, because it actually uses that soil life. So
yes.
Check out their website. You'll be amazed at all their really cool products. If you're a rancher, if you're a farmer, if you're in town, if you're out of town, they got something for you. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. So really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. So exciting opportunity right now on Home Show Garden Pros. Got Anita Nelson here. And one thing to know about Anita is she is an avid gardener. And like all of us, we all have our preferences, our leans. If I could snap my finger in my yard, every plant would make food, right? It's just like every plant would make food. I do appreciate flowers a lot, and so I'm not going to snap my fingers and do that Thanos style. But I am a person who leans towards the edible. You know what I mean?
And I've learned so much from you.
Well, thanks so much. Yes. A couple weeks ago, we were asking people to give out their best gardening tip.
Mm-hmm.
And one person said, and I have it written down, I don't remember who it was, but like failure is part of the thing.
I heard that. I remember listening to him.
And it was such a great insight because I might think about some of the Brazilian plants I planted, African plants, native plants from this continent, but northern or more western, that just didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, what I'm getting to is I want to hear about your favorite plants. You're going to tell me some of your favorites, and we're going to explore the extra benefits that come with these beautiful plants. So what are some of Anita's faves?
I have to say cosmos is probably my number one favorite plant to grow. You can grow it from seed really easily. You can go to your local garden center and buy it in the 4-inch flats and plant it in your garden, and it'll reseed for you. Bees love it. Butterflies love it. It's bloom all summer long. You don't have to water it. It's great.
That's awesome. Interesting leaves.
Interesting leaves, fern-like leaves. And then it'll reseed in your garden and come back next year.
That is
year.
Awesome. Well, you successfully covered many facets, many wonderful elements of cosmos there. This is one of those, like, if you're gardening with kids, you got to get cosmos.
Yes, because it's 100. And then
it does it all.
Yeah,
it does it all. It gets bugs.
Yes.
It grows fast from seed.
Yeah.
It reseeds.
Mm-hmm.
Really awesome. And there's so many varieties.
Yes, and I grow all of them.
Yeah, a lot of people think of the tall, kind of leggy, fast-growing variety as cosmos, but there are lots of options.
Yes. Yeah, the tall, leggy one is the toughest one, I think.
It is the toughest one.
Yes. And then I'm growing zinnias for the first time this year.
Oh, awesome.
We have a customer, Barbara Hendry, and she's listening right now. I know she is.
Barbara.
And she grows zinnia every year, and it's always a showstopper in her neighborhood. And I thought, I got a spot. It's a dry, hot, I mean, even after rain, the soil's dry. So I thought, the zinnias are going to love this. And I planted a whole bunch of them 4-inch, and then I planted right in front of them seeds. Mm. The seeds are up. They're growing.
That's awesome.
I can't wait for them to come into bloom. I also like echinaceas.
The zinnia flower, if you think of the most complicated rose or carnation you've ever seen, it's like starts to compare to a zinnia flower.
Yeah.
And the
every
colors,
color.
Yeah, the colors are vibrant.
Including green.
Yeah, including green.
I agree. There are green zinnias.
But you've just got this very elegant, complicated flower. It's really a wonderful plant.
And great cut flower as well.
Yes, great cut flower. So
I also have Coreopsis, which is another super tough. And my daughter-in-law has a wine cup growing in her yard. And I went and bought a whole bunch of wine cup and planted all those. And the salvias, the Wendy's Wish, the Ember's Wish, the black and blue, you can't go wrong with those.
Yeah.
They're tough as nails, and they bloom constantly. The butterflies love them. The carpenter bees love them.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
We are going to take a quick break. So, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Take a healthy break. Come visit a bit of the country in the city at Wabash Feed and Garden. Hi, I'm Betty, inviting you to bring the kids and find everything you need to get your summer garden growing. Watermelons, eggplants, peppers, okra, and squash all taste better when you grow your own. And they love the heat and the summer sun. Pick from a selection of healthy starter plants. Just add a little organic compost and fertilizer, step back, and watch it all grow. We also have nematodes and organic pest solutions. Mosquitoes are back, so pick up our natural repellent to protect your family. Interested in having more backyard birds? We have bird feeders and the foods they love. Need organic feed for your chickens? We got that too. We're a little different, and that's a good thing. Get out of the house and come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. Look for the big rooster, and don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Home Show Garden Pros.
Can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
You are listening to encore performances of the Home Show Garden Pros. Have a happy 4th of July.
Thanks, Nice Man. He's such a great, kind of, what a great voice that guy has. You know, like,
he should be on the radio.
He really should be. He's handsome, too, is a problem, you know. So, Home Show Garden Pros, Joey Linderman, want to just keep answering gardening questions when we got a chance. So, Steve, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. So, I have a lemon tree, and when the fruit starts to bud, when, you know, it's real tiny, small, every year I seem to lose a lot of them. It's like something's eating them, or do you think they're just falling off? Something's eating them. Do you recommend spraying it with anything?
Hard to tell without seeing it. I doubt anything's eating them. You know, there are little insects that could get in there and kind of distort the bloom and bud that could cause them to fall off. Also, make sure you're not overwatering. Sometimes the fruit will drop off if you give them too much water. Is that possible?
I don't think I'm watering them that much. Well, I know I'm not watering them that much. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, for every year, it seems like I lose about 50% of them. And I was thinking maybe the birds or something.
No, Steve, I think that blooms dropping is very normal. Because the plant is not expecting to have all of its flowers pollinated, but it wants to get the pollen out there.
Yeah, you're going to lose a certain amount. So, you know, if you're still getting a pretty good yield off the tree, then it's probably normal.
Are you getting citrus still, or are you getting lemons?
Yes, I am. Yeah, there's quite a few of them. I was just wondering why come some were falling off.
But. Yeah, it's just kind of a natural phenomenon. It's like, you know, they present them out there so the bees will pollinate some of them. But not all of them. So flower drop is not a...
gotcha.
Yeah, you're doing great.
And I have one other question. I have a lime tree that's in a large pot. Will it continue to grow in that pot, or do I need to transplant it to the ground eventually?
How large?
It's probably 4 feet tall right now.
Oh, no, I'm in the pot.
Oh, the pot, it's probably a 60-gallon...
Okay, so 2 feet, 3 feet wide?
Yeah.
It can stay in that for quite a while, if not forever.
Yes, it'll continue to grow and produce. You just want to make sure that you are continuing to feed that, because a lot of the nutrition you add to a pot gets used quicker or needs to be replenished more quickly.
Great. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. So we're going to ask Joey one last question about peppers. Joey, I'm trying to get middle heat peppers. So, you know, I have a wife and one daughter who don't like hot, hot foods. I do, but I want some heat in my food. So what are some peppers that are kind of middle road?
There's Hatch peppers, Hatch green chilies. Those are kind of a medium one. There's Fresno peppers. Those are good. There's the mild jalapenos, the Texas A&M mild jalapenos. That's a mild one. You know, taking out the seeds before you cook them, that's sometimes helpful. Even, you know, something like a habanero, which is really hot, if you use all the seeds, you take the seeds out, it's not so bad.
Right. Gotcha.
So okay. The seeds are the painful part.
Make sure I take the seeds out and then wash your hands a lot.
Yes.
Is another great thing to do. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear from you, 281-496-5711. We've got the chance now to hear from Yard Geek, our very own Bob Patterson.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Bob's over there at Southwest Fertilizer, making miracles happen for the city of Houston.
Oh, well, that's very, very nice of you to say. Yes, right. Yeah. I am ready.
Okay. Our question of the week for Bob is, and actually, this is one I've dealt with a few times. But Don in the Galleria says, my lawnmower leaves swirls, like the blade is not level. Looked underneath, didn't find anything odd. The blade does look dull with some nicks. What should I do? What should Don do?
Well, I think Don has looked at that blade. I think he's diagnosed himself. That lawnmower blade is dull. It's kind of rounded, has nicks in it. It's been through a lot. It needs to be sharpened. It will leave swirl marks in your lawn because it's just not cutting anything. It's tearing the grass instead of cutting it.
Right.
So it's very important that he gets that lawnmower into a reputable lawnmower shop. I just happen to know one here at Southwest Fertilizer. But they can do a blade sharpening, and that'll make all the difference in the world. Make a good, crisp cut in that grass and take away those swirl marks, and your grass blades won't look like it's being torn. It's being cut.
Is this a health concern?
Yeah, sure. I mean, whenever we're stressing the grass, put under a lot of stress when we're tearing the grass. So, yes, it doesn't look good, number one. You can see it on top. But hopefully the idea is to get a good crisp cut on that, and then that's better for everything. And but a lawnmower, you need to sharpen your blade on your lawnmower definitely once a year, but as much as we mow our grass here, maybe twice a year.
Well, that's not so. Don and I need to bring in our lawnmowers for sharpening.
We're here for you. And friends, if you need anything from us, or if you have any questions about your lawn and garden, please feel free to take a picture of it, or just come in and see us. We got Yard Geeks on staff here at Southwest Fertilizer, or feel free to email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.